Bless. softly, so softly on the slide.
Thank you.
$899. Sing all three verses. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer.
38 is in the first and last verse. All right, let's sing.
Tempted and tried, dear, brought me to wonder.
Sing that song a whole lot. Father alone will understand it all by and by. Last night at 11 o'clock, little Eli Williams passed into eternity. He was 12 years old. We prayed, you'd prayed, people prayed all over the country. He'd had cancer for some time, gone to so many different places to try to get some healing. Mark told me today that a week ago Wednesday night, he got dressed, got ready to go to church, got his Bible, went out on the porch, and a little while he had a stroke before he could go to Bible study. And then from there to this, when he died last night at 11 o'clock. I'm sure that family, these words of these songs, and especially Father alone, will understand it by and by. I don't know what it'd be like to have to give up one of my children. I don't know what it'd be like to have to give up one of my grandchildren. But I know it'd be very difficult, very hard. But thank God, like I told my grandson, who is 9 years old, little Eli, though he could not live any longer upon this earth, that the Lord will take care of him in eternity. And I want to tell you something tonight, brethren and sisters in the Lord, and he'll do exactly the same whether you're 12 years old, 24, 50, 75, 80, 90, whatever. Because when you love God, and you love His Son, and you've tried to serve Him the very best that you can, boy, there's something waiting for you. This old world cannot compare the journey that you're going to take, that we're all going to take, but, oh, Father alone will understand it all so much better. Tonight in this invitation, I want to reflect upon the words of Paul when he was writing to the Colossian brethren. Something you've been doing for the last 45 minutes or so. Something we've all been doing. Listen to it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Teaching, admonishing, encouraging one another. And we need that. And if you're not a Christian tonight, all these hymns combined together taught you. There's only one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. And He loves you, God loves you, and He wants you to be saved and go and live with Him when this life is over. But it's all up to you. When Jesus came, He came to do the will of God, and we've been singing about that. And His will is that all men should come unto Him. Come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Here's someone who's made a promise to you. And that promise is, if you'll come to me, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This book right here is a great book to die by. But it's a great book to live by. Because it'll make this life so much more enjoyable for you. Cleansing of sins by believing in Jesus and being baptized. Why not tonight? If you've never been baptized into Christ, come now and confess the name of Jesus as you repent. Let people hear that you truly believe in the Savior. And tonight be buried your Lord in baptism to rise up and walk a new life. And if you're a Christian and you've wandered away, you need to come back. You know that, and God tells you. He's wanting you to come back. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. What a beautiful song for invitation. Lord, I'm coming home. You need this evening to respond. Won't you do that while together we stand and while we sing?
Let's bow. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for on this first day of the week that we get to come together again tonight and worship your name and to sing praises to you, Lord. And I'm so thankful for the courage of all the men to lead these songs that we could sing and just be joyful to you and just with the joy in our hearts, Lord. It was just so beautiful. We're thankful for our elders and our deacons here that make all this happen and all the stuff in the background that just makes this a great place that we can come and worship you. We thank Brother Guy for another lesson and another good invitation that we can bring people to you, Lord. Lord, as we go this week, let each one of us touch somebody and live a Christian life and show somebody out there that what God's all about. And maybe we can help bring the people to you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to be with those that have lost loved ones. Be with little Eli's family and comfort them. And Lord, it's just not Eli, Lord. It's the other families that has demons and stuff in their life that we could pray about that and help those that are struggling with things that need help with. Lord, I ask you to help each one of us be safe. Protect our families as we travel away and abroad. Help us, just let us be safe as we travel home tonight. Lord, bring us back again Wednesday night for another Bible study. And Lord, thank you for letting Jesus die on the cross for us, that may one day we can be in heaven with you. In Christ's name, amen.